Public corporations. Public corporations, also known as state-owned enterprises or public enterprises, are organizations established by the government to provide essential services, manage specific industries, or support economic and social development. They operate under government ownership and control with their objectives set to align with public interest rather than strictly profit-making. Public corporations play an essential role in addressing national needs, providing services that may not be profitable for private companies, and ensuring that critical services are accessible and affordable for citizens. Purpose and characteristics of public corporations. The primary purpose of public corporations is to provide goods and services that are essential to the public but may not be sufficiently profitable to attract private sector investment. These may include utilities like water, electricity, public transportation, healthcare, postal services, and banking. Public corporations are designed to promote social welfare, support economic growth, create jobs, and maintain infrastructure critical to development. One defining characteristic of public corporations is that they operate autonomously from day-to-day government interference, allowing them the flexibility to function like private entities, making strategic decisions independently to promote efficiency. However, public corporations are ultimately accountable to the government, which represents the interest of the citizens and ensures the organization's alignment with public policy. These corporations often have boards of directors appointed by the government, which oversee operations and ensure that objectives are being met. Public corporations can be established at national, regional, or municipal levels depending on the needs they aim to address. They are funded primarily through government grants, but many generate their revenue through services, fees, and tariffs. Unlike private corporations, profits are not necessarily the main goal. Instead, any revenue generated is reinvested into the corporation or the broader public sector. Examples of public corporations. Examples of public corporations vary globally, reflecting each country's unique priorities. In Ghana, organizations such as the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, Ghana Water Company Limited, and the Ghana Post Company are notable examples. ECG and GWCL provide essential services in electricity and water, while Ghana Post focuses on postal services and logistics. Each organization operates under the government's guidance, but independently, aiming to make essential services widely available and affordable. In other countries, similar organizations include the US Postal Service, the BBC in the UK, and Singapore Airlines, each serving a particular sector and contributing to the economy. The BBC, for example, operates as a public broadcaster funded through a licensing fee rather than advertising revenue, which allows it to focus on quality, unbiased reporting for public interest rather than catering to commercial needs. Functions and importance of public corporations. Public corporations play several essential roles, including service delivery. Public corporations provide services critically critical to daily life, such as transportation, healthcare, and electricity. These services are necessary for public well-being and national productivity, ensuring access even in areas where private companies might not find it profitable to operate. Economic stability and employment. Public corporations create jobs, helping reduce unemployment and contributing to economic stability. They also stimulate economic growth by investing in infrastructure, technology, and research, particularly in sectors that may not appeal to private investors. Income redistribution. Through affordable pricing of goods and services, public corporations help improve the quality of life for lower-income households. By setting rates that are affordable rather than purely profits-driven, they promote greater access and help address income disparities within society. Market stabilization. Public corporations often step in to regulate prices and supply, especially for essential services like food, water, and energy. By stabilizing markets, they prevent monopolies and ensure that prices remain fair for users. In times of crisis like natural disasters or economic downturns, public corporations can also adapt to ensure the steady supply of essential services. Regional development. Public corporations contribute to balanced regional development by extending services to undeserved or rural areas where private businesses may hesitate to invest. This helps bridge the gap between urban and rural regions, facilitating equitable growth and improving overall infrastructure. Challenges of public corporations. Public corporations face several challenges, including inefficiency, political interference, and limited funding. Since these organizations are often large and complex, they can struggle with bureaucratic delays and low productivity. Political interference in particular can hamper decision-making and compromise their objectives, as changes in government often bring shifts in priorities. Additionally, funding can be a challenge. While public corporations receive government support, they are also expected to be financially self-sustaining. Balancing financial self-sufficiency with the need to keep prices affordable can be difficult, especially when servicing low-income populations or remote regions where operational costs are high. In conclusion, public corporations are essential institutions in most countries, providing critical services, promoting economic stability, and contributing to social equity. While they face challenges, especially in terms of efficiency and political interference, their importance in delivering public goods and ensuring equitable access cannot be overstated. With appropriate oversight, effective management, and clear objectives, public corporations remain a powerful tool for achieving both social and economic development objectives.